Listen to this call. So we do the Bright Side of Life segment on Fridays. People call in. They tell us some good news in their world. They tell us why they're smiling. And it's, hey, my grandson was born. Or, hey, we're going on vacation. Or, I'm retiring. Or whatever it is that's making you happy. And then this guy calls in.
Our bright side is that we were listening to WGN. And you had Captain Law on at the time talking about student loans. And my daughter's student loan has been forgiven as of 9 p.m. last night.
How much?
$71,000.
You could hear his wife in the background because she knows too. A lot of times guys will say, honey, what's my name again? $71,000. $71,000. Ray Kaplan, he mentioned you on the radio. How are you?
Hi, John. Great. Thanks. Yeah, I was listening to your show at the time, and we were all really happy when we heard that.
So what happened there?
Well, I think what happened there, if I'm correctly identifying which client this is, it's either somebody whose loans were forgiven under the disability section of the statute or the new expanded PSLF Biden administration waiver. So what we're doing is we're auditing our clients and having their servicers audit their files as well to see if we can get their loans forgiven under one of those sections of the statute. And we're having a lot of loans forgiven. I think right now the number is over $4 million in loans have been forgiven in federal student loans from our office. And that's just federal student loans. I can't actually remember what the number is for private loans, but I think we're over $2 million in private loans as well. But with the new guidelines and these changes to the statute, which, remember, are temporary, there is a lot of loan forgiveness out there available.
Well, that gentleman said it was his daughter. I don't know how old that makes her, but I would guess that it wasn't disability.
You'd be surprised, though. There are a lot of people out there who qualify for disability forgiveness of their loans if they have some sort of a medical illness or ailment. Let's say you're in your 40s or 50s and you have some sort of, we actually had one forgiven for anxiety disorder. So there are, if your doctor can sign off on the application that you have a medical illness or ailment, that means that you're not going to be able to go back to work and that it's probably going to persist for 5 years, then you are likely eligible to have your entire loan balance forgiven under that section. So it might actually be disability on that one.
Well, I don't want to diminish the reality of mental disorders. And if somebody has anxiety so crippling they can't work, then that's the same as breaking your leg. I understand that. But that also seems vulnerable to manipulation to me, Ray.
Not really, because it's a medical doctor. The medical doctor is signing off on the application. They state with a lot of specificity what the diagnosis is. And in this particular case, it was pretty crippling anxiety. So, and then the Department of Ed reviews it, and sometimes they request additional information from your doctor, but no, I don't think so. I really don't think this is one of those things where there's manipulation. Look, the Department of Ed is very thorough in reviewing these applications. It's not like they want to forgive loans, right? But under these new sections of the statute, I think they're going to probably end up forgiving about $1 billion under this new PSLF program.
Yeah, what is that? So you said disability or PSLF. What's PSLF?
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the Public Sector Loan Forgiveness Waiver. So Public Sector Loan Forgiveness is the one that was in the news all the time. 60 Minutes did a segment on it about how people would apply, but the program wasn't run very well and everybody was getting denied.
Yeah.
Well, they've decided to expand it so that if you previously were denied, you likely will qualify now. But there are a few steps that you have to take that are a bit confusing under the new guidelines, and this is only open to people for another 10 months. So this is a really good opportunity to potentially have all of your loans wiped out, but it is going to mean that you need to do a federal consolidation of your student loans in most cases, but not all cases, and it is important that you have some guidance before you do anything.
But that's for people that are working in the public sector for a period of time, right?
Correct. So they do need to show that they had 10 full years of employment in the public sector, but the new waiver is that even if you're not working in the public sector right now, if we can show that you had qualifying payments for 10 years, anytime from 2007 forward, then we can try and get those loans forgiven. And we're having a lot of people who were previously told that they needed another years of payments where they were going to have to pay many, you know, thousands of dollars, like $60,000, $50,000, $70,000, even more, having their entire balance forgiven. And it's a tax-free forgiveness, which is really nice. No income taxes on that forgiveness.
Yeah, there have been previous calculations where they'd say, well, forgive your loan, but paying it off requires income that you don't have. We'll treat it as income. Now you pay taxes. So it wasn't 100%. So that's nice, too. I know, I don't mean to talk about my son here, but you know my son has a student loan and he works in the Chicago Public Schools. So, but he's been working for a year. So I guess he misses the boat on this because he doesn't have his 10 years in. Or does he kind of get grandfathered in and in 10 years, well, I guess in 10 years he would qualify for forgiveness anyway, right?
That's right. So in 10 years he'll qualify. If he's been making payments for this last year, well, actually, he should not have been making payments during COVID forbearance, but people who were making payments, this is kind of interesting too, people who were making payments for the last 22 months under COVID forbearance, you can get a refund of all of those payments, and then you might additionally qualify to have your entire loan balance forgiven after you get that refund. So we had a client recently who got a $13,000 refund for the payments that she was making under public sector loan forgiveness, and then the balance of her loans is due to be forgiven shortly as well.
Because of public student loan forgiveness, because she does now qualify.
Right. But to answer, to go back to your son, he'll qualify after 120 payments while working full-time in the public sector.
If you said you took 22 months of forbearance, do you get 22 months of credit or your 10-year clock is delayed that long? It doesn't start until you start making payments again.
No, you get the 22 months of credit even if you were doing the forbearance and paying $0 per month. That's 22 months towards that magic 120 that you need.
Wow. Well, then it begs the question, why would anybody make payments during forbearance? But I think one possible answer, right, Ray, is that you're paying down the principal so that the interest you're paying on that loan for the remaining 8 or 9 years is less, is it not?
Sometimes it works out that way, but most of the time it works out that you don't really have to worry too much about interest, which is the weird thing about federal student loans. In many cases, you don't have to worry about interest that much, which I know is kind of counterintuitive because in general, you always want to worry about the interest. But with federal student loans, in many cases, even though interest is accruing, the way the statute will apply, you won't have to pay it and most of it will be forgiven. So some people, I think, who were making payments mistakenly under the COVID CARES Act forbearance were doing so because they had that same impression. Well, I'm probably doing myself a favor, but they actually weren't.
That's Ray Kaplan from the Kaplan Law Firm. Okay, I'm out of time, Ray. 312-294-8989 is your phone number. This is not a commercial for Ray Kaplan, but financialrelief.com is our website. And if what you've heard sparks your interest and you want to save money, go ahead. Why not? Which is the asterisk that I sometimes put on our conversations, Ray, and that is, I know some people get frustrated hearing about loans that don't get paid. You and I didn't write these rules. Those are federal statutes. You might as well take advantage of them. They're there for some sort of reason. If you qualify, take advantage of it.
Absolutely. It's kind of like taking tax deductions. You just don't want to leave money on the table.
Talk to you later. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, John. Okay.
She's the student debt relief attorney in Chicago.